Hello, dear listeners. Today, we are diving into the extraordinary story of Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and one of the most influential people of our time. But before we begin, let me tell you that this story is not just about Jeff Bezos. It is also an excellent way to practice English listening and learn new vocabulary words. Stay with me, and by the end of this series, you'll not only know his story, but also improve your English. Now let's start from the very beginning of his life. Part 1. The Early Life of Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos was born on January 12, 1964, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a city in the United States. His full name at birth was Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen. Yes, that's right. He wasn't born with the name Bezos, and we'll learn why later. Jeff's mother, Jacqueline Geise Jorgensen, was just 17 years old when she had him. She was still in high school, which made things very challenging for her. Imagine being so young and already having a baby to take care of. But Jacqueline was strong and determined to give her son a bright future. Jeff's biological father, Ted Jorgensen, was not a very responsible man. He struggled with alcohol problems and wasn't very involved in Jeff's life. Jacqueline decided to leave Ted when Jeff was just a baby. She knew she had to create a better environment for her son. A few years later, Jacqueline married a Cuban immigrant named Miguel Mike Bezos. Mike was a kind and hardworking man who treated Jeff as his own son. He adopted Jeff legally. And that's when Jeff's last name changed from Jorgensen to Bezos. Mike Bezos played an important role in Jeff's life. He worked as an engineer at Exxon, a big oil company, and he taught Jeff the value of hard work and perseverance. From a very young age, Jeff Bezos was curious about how things worked. He loved to tinker, which means to fix or build small things. For example, when he was just a toddler, he tried to dismantle his crib with a screwdriver because he wanted to sleep in a real bed. Can you imagine a small child trying to take apart his own bed? That's how curious he was. As he grew older, Jeff spent a lot of time with his grandfather, Lawrence Preston Geese, on his ranch in Texas. His grandfather was a retired nuclear physicist and taught Jeff many valuable lessons. Jeff learned how to fix tractors, repair machines, and solve problems creatively. These experiences helped him develop a love for technology and innovation. Jeff was a brilliant student. He was always curious and loved to read books about science, space, and technology. In school, his teachers often noticed how focused and determined he was. One interesting story about Jeff's childhood is how he set up an alarm system in his room to keep his siblings out. Yes, he created a homemade security system when he was just a kid. This shows how creative and resourceful he was even at a young age. By the time he was in high school, Jeff had a clear dream. He wanted to become an entrepreneur and create something extraordinary. He once told his friends that he wanted to build a company that would allow humans to live in space. In high school, Jeff's family moved to Miami, Florida, where he attended Miami Palmetto Senior High School. He continued to excel in his studies and became the valedictorian, the top student of his class. During his graduation speech, Jeff spoke about his dream of the future. He said he wanted to help humanity by expanding civilization into space. This speech shows how ambitious he was, even as a teenager. While other kids were thinking about what college to attend, Jeff was already imagining a future where humans could live beyond Earth. Part 2. Jeff Bezos' college years and the start of his big dream. After graduating from high school as the valedictorian, Jeff Bezos had already shown that he was different from many of his peers. While others might be thinking about the usual path, attending college and getting a regular job, Jeff had bigger dreams. He wanted to change the world, and his journey to make that happen started in college. Jeff Bezos went on to study at one of the top universities in the United States, Princeton University, located in New Jersey. At Princeton, Jeff majored in electrical engineering and computer science. These subjects were important for the future he was imagining. He didn't just want to work with computers. He wanted to change the world through technology. In college, Jeff's interest in computers grew. He spent a lot of his free time learning how they worked and exploring the future of technology. His love for building and creating things continued, and he worked hard to become one of the best students in his field. At Princeton, Jeff was known for his work ethic. This means how hard he worked. He was serious about his studies and often stayed up late, reading books and solving complicated problems. He also joined the Princeton University Computer Science Club and spent time with professors who shared his interest in technology. But what made Jeff stand out was his focus. While other students might have been distracted by social events or parties, Jeff stayed focused on his dream of using technology to solve big problems. He wanted to be someone who could make a real impact on the world. After graduating from Princeton in 1986, Jeff Bezos had many opportunities to work for big companies. He started his career at a company called Fitel, where he worked on building technology for fiber optics. Fiber optics is a type of technology used to send information over long distances through light signals. This technology is important for the internet, and Jeff quickly realized how powerful the internet could be. After Fitel, Jeff worked at Bankers Trust, a financial company, and then moved to a company called D.E. Shaw & Company. At D.E. Shaw, Jeff worked as a financial analyst, someone who studies and makes decisions about money. This was a high-paying job, and many people would have been happy with it. But for Jeff, something was missing. He wasn't happy just making money. He wanted to build something that would change the world. One day in 1994, Jeff had an idea that would change his life forever. He was reading an article about the rise of the internet. Back then, the internet was still new, and very few people knew how big it would become. Jeff saw that the internet could be used to sell things, and he came up with the idea to start an online bookstore. But not just any bookstore. He wanted it to be the largest in the world. At the time, there were only a few online businesses, and they were all small. But Jeff believed that with the power of the internet, he could reach millions of people and sell books to anyone in the world. This idea was revolutionary. It completely changed the way people thought about business. In 1994, Jeff Bezos left his well-paying job at D.E. Shaw and moved to Seattle, Washington to start his company. He and his wife, Mackenzie Scott, worked together to turn their idea into a reality. They started Amazon in their garage. Jeff's parents helped support him financially, even though they didn't fully understand the risks he was taking. Jeff didn't have much money to start the company, but he was determined. He didn't give up. He worked day and night to create a website where people could order books online. It wasn't easy, and there were many challenges along the way. But Jeff believed in his vision, and he kept working toward it. The first version of Amazon was very simple. It only sold books, but Jeff wanted to do more. He saw Amazon as a company that could sell everything. It wasn't just a bookstore. It was a marketplace for anything and everything you could ever want to buy. As Amazon started growing, Jeff faced many challenges. In the early days, it was hard to convince people to buy books online. Most people were used to going to physical stores, and they didn't trust buying things over the internet. But Jeff was patient and believed that over time, people would come to trust the internet more. Amazon grew quickly. In the beginning, it was just Jeff, his wife, and a few employees working out of their garage. But soon, the company expanded and more people joined. They worked long hours to make Amazon better, improving the website, offering fast shipping, and expanding their product range. Amazon started selling electronics, toys, clothes, and much more. In 1997, Amazon became a public company, which meant that anyone could buy shares of Amazon and become a part of its growth. This was a huge step for Jeff. However, Amazon wasn't yet making a profit. Money. In fact, the company lost money for several years. But Jeff didn't mind. He believed that in the long run, Amazon would be successful. By 2000, Amazon had become the biggest online retailer in the world. People around the world started to recognize the company, and Jeff's vision was becoming a reality. He had taken a huge risk, left his safe job, and started a business from scratch. But his belief in technology and his passion for solving problems had led him to build something that was changing the world. Part 3. The Rise of Amazon. Challenges, growth, and breakthrough moments. As we continue the story of Jeff Bezos and Amazon, it's important to understand that Amazon's journey wasn't always easy. Many people didn't believe it would work at first. But Jeff's vision, hard work, and willingness to take risks turned Amazon into one of the most successful companies in the world. Let's dive deeper into Amazon's early years and the key moments that led to its breakthrough. When Jeff Bezos first started Amazon, it wasn't the giant company it is today. In fact, it was a small business in the garage of Jeff's home in Seattle. But starting a business wasn't easy. Most people didn't understand the internet back then. It was new and confusing for many. So convincing customers to trust Amazon was a challenge. Imagine trying to buy something online in the 1990s when no one had done it before. There were also technical challenges, like creating a website that could handle many customers and keep their information safe. But Jeff had a plan. He knew that trust was important. He focused on making Amazon a reliable place to shop. He made sure that the website worked smoothly, that products were delivered on time, and that customers had a positive experience. Even if things went wrong, Jeff always found a way to fix them quickly. This focus on customer satisfaction became one of Amazon's most important values. As Amazon began to grow, Jeff Bezos wanted to make it more than just an online bookstore. He had a much bigger vision for the company. He wanted Amazon to be the place where people could buy anything they needed, not just books. In 1998, Amazon started selling CDs, electronics, and toys. This was a huge step because it meant Amazon was no longer just about books. It was becoming a full-fledged online marketplace. To expand quickly, Amazon needed to improve in many areas, especially shipping. Jeff knew that customers wanted their products fast, and he wanted Amazon to be known for fast delivery. So, he started working with different shipping companies to make sure customers got their orders as quickly as possible. At the same time, Amazon was making new deals with companies to sell even more products. By 1999, Amazon's website had grown to offer millions of different items, making it a huge online shopping platform. Jeff's idea of having everything in one place was starting to become a reality. Now, while things were looking up for Amazon, the journey wasn't all smooth sailing. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, there was something called the dot-com bubble. This was a time when many new internet companies were starting, but most of them didn't have strong business plans. The stock market became overheated, and people started to lose confidence in online companies. For Amazon, this was a tough time. Many investors, people who put money into companies, began to doubt Amazon's future. The company was losing money instead of making it. Jeff had to face the hard reality that his company wasn't making a profit, even though it was growing quickly. Many people started to wonder if Amazon would survive the dot-com crash. Some even predicted the company would fail. But Jeff Bezos didn't give up. He knew that Amazon was doing the right thing, even if it didn't show immediate profits. He believed that by focusing on long-term goals, Amazon would eventually become profitable. In the early 2000s, Jeff realized that Amazon needed to change its approach if it wanted to survive and thrive. He began focusing on building the infrastructure, the basic systems and services needed to make things work that would support Amazon for years to come. One of the key changes was Amazon's focus on building its own shipping system. Jeff didn't want to rely on outside shipping companies anymore. He started to build Amazon's own warehouses and delivery systems. This allowed Amazon to control how quickly products were shipped and how much it would cost. Around this time, Amazon also began a new business model, offering third-party sellers the chance to sell their products on Amazon's website. This turned Amazon into a marketplace, not just a store. Now anyone could sell their products on Amazon, and Amazon would take a small fee. This was another way to grow the company without taking all the risks. This was a game changer for Amazon. By 2003, Amazon had completely transformed its business model. It was no longer just a store. It was a huge online marketplace where people could buy, sell, and ship products from all over the world. And this new model allowed Amazon to grow even faster. As Amazon grew, Jeff Bezos knew that offering more services would keep customers happy and loyal. One of the most powerful ideas Jeff had was the creation of Amazon Prime. In 2005, Amazon introduced Prime, a service where customers paid a membership fee to get free 2-day shipping on all their orders. This was a game-changing idea. It made customers more likely to buy from Amazon because they knew they would get their products quickly and without extra shipping fees. In the early days, not everyone believed that people would pay for fast shipping. But Amazon Prime was a huge success. By 2010, millions of people had already signed up for Prime. It became one of the most popular membership programs in the world, and it gave Amazon a huge advantage over its competitors. With Prime becoming so successful, Jeff Bezos looked for new ways to grow Amazon even more. Over the years, Amazon began to expand into new areas. Amazon Web Services, AWS. In 2006, Amazon launched AWS, a cloud computing service that allows companies to store their data on Amazon servers. AWS became one of Amazon's biggest moneymakers and is still one of the most successful cloud services in the world. Kindle. In 2007, Amazon launched the Kindle, an e-reader that made reading digital books easier. This was another big step for Amazon, as it allowed the company to enter the e-book market. Amazon Fresh. Jeff also wanted to change the way people shop for food. Amazon began experimenting with grocery delivery services through Amazon Fresh, which has become more popular in recent years. Amazon also started buying other companies to expand its reach. For example, it bought Whole Foods in 2017 to bring its products to physical stores and improve its grocery business. After years of reinvesting in the business, Amazon finally started making profits. In 2003, Amazon had its first profitable year, and from that point on, the company continued to grow at an incredible rate. It became one of the most valuable companies in the world, and Jeff Bezos became the richest man on the planet. Part 4. Jeff Bezos's leadership and innovative ideas. Changing the world of shopping. Jeff Bezos is known not only for building Amazon into the world's largest online retailer, but also for his unique leadership style. He was always focused on the long term and customer satisfaction. His goal was not just to make money, but to change the way people lived their lives. One of the first things people notice about Jeff is that he thinks big. He doesn't just look at today. He thinks about how things will look in 10 or 20 years. This is why Amazon is so different from many other companies. Jeff was never afraid to take risks, even if they seemed impossible at the time. For example, when people doubted that online shopping would ever work, Jeff stuck to his belief that the internet would change everything. Long-term thinking. Jeff once said, "If we think long-term, we can make better decisions." While many companies were focused on making money quickly, Jeff knew that success in business took time, and that's why Amazon made so many decisions that seemed risky at the time. Customer-centric approach. Jeff always made the customer experience the most important part of Amazon's mission. He would say that Amazon's success depended on trust. Trust that products would arrive on time. Trust that the prices would be fair. And trust that Amazon would always find ways to improve its service. The day one. Philosophy. Jeff was very passionate about making sure Amazon always acted like a startup, even though it was already one of the biggest companies in the world. He called this approach the day one mentality. This meant that no matter how big Amazon got, it should never get lazy or stop trying to improve. Every day should be like the first day of a new business. Amazon is famous for coming up with new ideas and innovations that made shopping easier, faster, and more exciting for people all over the world. Let's take a closer look at some of these innovations, including the Buy Now with One-Click feature, which is one of Amazon's most famous inventions. One of the most groundbreaking inventions that Jeff Bezos and his team created at Amazon was the Buy Now with One-Click feature. This was a huge change in the way people shopped online. Before Amazon, buying things online took time. You had to add the item to your cart, fill in your credit card information, and then wait for the payment to process. It was a bit of a hassle. But with one click, everything changed. Simplicity. With one click, shoppers didn't need to go through all those steps. All you needed to do was click a single button, and your order was placed instantly. It was as simple as pressing a button on your computer or phone screen. Saved time. This feature made shopping much faster. No more filling out forms or entering payment information again and again. It saved you time and made online shopping more convenient. Increased sales. Because it was so easy, people started to buy more items. Amazon sales grew faster than ever before. The idea was so successful that it quickly became a standard in the world of online shopping, and other companies began to copy it. 1. Customer convenience. The most important reason why OneClick was so successful was that it made shopping easier for customers. People love things that make their lives easier, and Amazon understood that. OneClick solved a big problem. Long, complicated checkout processes. With just one click, you were done. 2. A new way to shop. Before one click, shopping online felt like a process. You had to fill out forms, enter credit card numbers, and then wait. After one click, shopping felt like a fun and easy experience. It was fast, and it didn't require much effort. 3. Increased sales. Because the process was so easy, people began to buy things faster. They didn't have to think twice about making a purchase. This, of course, made Amazon even more successful. More people bought things with fewer clicks, and that meant more revenue for Amazon. 4. A step ahead of competitors. Amazon's competitors were still using old shopping methods. OneClick gave Amazon a huge advantage. It made people trust Amazon because they could shop quickly without any confusion. This feature helped build customer loyalty. Jeff Bezos and Amazon didn't stop at OneClick. They continued to introduce many innovative features and services that would change the way people shop and live. Here are a few more examples. Earlier, we talked about how Amazon Prime allowed customers to get free 2-day shipping. But it didn't stop there. Over time, Amazon added more and more benefits to Prime. Members got access to movies, TV shows, music, and even exclusive deals. This became one of the most successful membership programs ever, and it helped Amazon keep its customers happy and coming back for more. Amazon introduced Alexa, a voice-controlled assistant, with the Amazon Echo in 2014. Alexa could play music, set timers, control smart home devices. Part 5. The Legacy of Jeff Bezos, Changing the World Forever. Now we've reached the final part of Jeff Bezos' incredible journey. When we talk about legacy, we mean the lasting impact someone has on the world. Jeff Bezos has created a legacy that will never be forgotten. Through Amazon, he didn't just make online shopping easier. He transformed the entire business world. Before Jeff, businesses were often focused on selling products and making money quickly. But Jeff's thinking was different. Even though Jeff stepped down as CEO of Amazon in 2021, his vision and ideas continue to shape Amazon and the world of business. He built a company that became a global leader, not just in retail, but in technology, cloud computing, and even space exploration. The way Jeff thinks about business and the future will continue to influence entrepreneurs and companies for generations. Even after all of his incredible success with Amazon, Jeff Bezos is not done. He has turned his attention to new, exciting projects that could change the world once again. One of the most ambitious things Jeff has focused on is space exploration. In 2000, long before many people realized how important space travel could be, Jeff Bezos founded Blue Origin, a company dedicated to making space travel affordable and accessible. Blue Origin's goal is to send people into space, create space colonies, and even reduce pollution on Earth by moving industries into space. Revolutionizing space travel. Jeff's company, Blue Origin, is working on technology that will allow space travel to be as routine as flying on an airplane. In 2021, Jeff Bezos himself flew into space on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. This historic flight was a big step toward making space travel something that more people can do in the future. Future of space exploration. Jeff has big dreams for space. He believes that in the future, humanity will live in space and use Earth as a place to protect and restore. The idea of living in space might seem like something out of science fiction, but Jeff's work with Blue Origin is bringing that dream closer to reality. In 2020, Jeff Bezos announced the creation of the Bezos Earth Fund, which is dedicated to helping fight climate change and protect the environment. He committed to giving $10 billion to the fund, with the goal of funding organizations that are working to reduce carbon emissions and protect the Earth for future generations. Jeff is also focused on helping the most vulnerable people in society. Jeff Bezos' story is an example of what's possible when you believe in your vision, take risks, and never give up. He has shown us that anything is possible if you are willing to work hard and think big. Amazon is more than just a company. It's a reflection of Jeff's visionary mindset, his innovative ideas, and his ability to make bold decisions. But beyond his business success, Jeff has inspired countless people to think differently, to pursue their dreams, and to never settle for what's easy. His work in space exploration, his efforts to fight climate change, and his focus on giving back are just the beginning of a new chapter in his life. At the end of the day, Jeff Bezos is not just a businessman, he's a visionary. His future is still wide open, and who knows what new ideas he will come up with next. He may change the world again in ways we can't even imagine yet. But one thing is certain: whatever he does, it will be big, innovative, and world-changing. Jeff Bezos' personal life is just as interesting as his business journey. He was married to Mackenzie Scott, a novelist, for 25 years. They met when they both worked at a hedge fund in New York. Together, they had 4 children. Their marriage was a big part of his life until they decided to divorce in 2019. Despite the split, they remained on good terms, and Mackenzie Scott became one of the world's most generous philanthropists, giving away billions to charity. After the divorce, Jeff started dating Lauren Sanchez, a former TV anchor and helicopter pilot. Their relationship became public in 2019, and they've been together ever since. Throughout his life, Jeff has balanced his busy work life with time spent with his family. He loves spending time with his kids and enjoys doing things like going to the beach or hiking with them. His family has always been an important part of his journey, supporting him as he built Amazon from the ground up. This mix of personal relationships and professional drive shows that, even though Jeff is one of the richest men in the world, he values love, family, and making connections just as much as business success. His net worth surpassed $170 billion. His success didn't happen overnight. It was built through hard work, bold decisions, and never giving up. Jeff's journey is a perfect reminder that success is not just about money or fame. It's about vision, determination, and a willingness to take risks. Every successful person, whether it's Jeff Bezos or anyone else, started with a dream. And that dream didn't come true by staying comfortable. It came true because they dared to step into the unknown, face challenges, and kept moving forward no matter how tough things got. If you want to succeed, you need to believe in yourself first. Jeff Bezos believed that online shopping could be huge, even when everyone thought it was a crazy idea. He started Amazon with just a vision and a determination to make it work. That's what you need too. No matter how big your dream is, believe in it. Start small, take one step at a time, and never stop. If you're thinking about starting your own business, take inspiration from Jeff Bezos. The journey won't be easy, but it will be worth it. Begin with a clear idea, something that solves a problem or makes life better for others. Focus on customers. Be willing to work long hours and learn every day. Be ready to fail, but never let failure stop you. Each failure is simply a step toward success, just like Jeff experienced in his early Amazon days. Take risks, learn, and never stop dreaming. Bezos took a massive risk by leaving his job on Wall Street to start Amazon. That's the kind of risk successful people take. They know that the greatest rewards often come from the biggest challenges. And remember, it's not just about the destination. It's about the journey. Keep learning, keep improving, and keep growing. Every mistake, every setback, is a lesson in disguise. Embrace each one and keep moving forward with confidence and passion. As Jeff Bezos has shown, the future is full of possibilities. He's now focused on space travel, climate change, and helping those in need, showing that even the wealthiest people have the power to change the world for the better. And so do you. No matter where you are in life or what challenges you face, you have the power to shape your own future. Your journey to success can begin today, and just like Jeff Bezos, you can create something amazing. Conclusion. Believe, dream, achieve. So, to everyone out there who wants to be successful, remember, your dreams are within your reach. Like Jeff Bezos, you can turn an idea into a reality. Your passion and hard work are the keys to success. Keep pushing forward, take risks, and never give up. Success won't be easy, but it will be worth it. The world is full of opportunities, and you are ready to seize them. The journey to your success starts now. So, believe in yourself, dream big, and take action. The future is waiting for you, and just like Jeff, you have the potential to make an unforgettable impact. Let this be your inspiration to start now. Start today. Keep moving forward, and one day, you'll look back and see just how far you've come. The world is yours for the taking.